Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta shares a couple of great stories. She said on one occasion two young people came to her, a young man and a young woman, with a great sum of money, roughly $20,000 in American currency. And she looked at them and she said, "Where did you get all this money?" And they said, "2 days ago we got married. Before marriage we decided that we would not buy wedding clothes, that we would not have a great feast, but just do something simple. Here is the money that we would have spent on our wedding." And she said, but why are you doing this? They said, "We love each other so much that we wanted to share the joy of loving with the people whom you serve." On another occasion, she was going to Ethiopia. They had requested that she would come and visit the homeless children there, children starving on the streets. When the children in Calcutta got word of this, they wanted to do something for the children in Ethiopia. Now, the children in Calcutta were in no better situation than those in Ethiopia. But each one of them, they came and they would give mother gifts to give to the children in Ethiopia. And they'd be little trinkets, things they made or worth 5 cents, maybe a dime. She said, then a little boy came up to her. He said, "Mother Teresa, I have nothing. I have no money. I own nothing." And he held out his hand and he said, "But I have this piece of chocolate. If you would give this to a child in Ethiopia." She said she was amazed because she knew that little boy. And she knew that it was the only piece of chocolate he had ever held in his hand. Mother Teresa made a decision to love as Christ loves. And it changed the world. One time a reporter was in a crowd and he yelled out to her. He said, "Mother Teresa, what you do is wonderful." And she responded saying, "You know, I am only a little pencil in the hand of God, but of a God who wants to write a love letter to the world." She considered her life a love letter to the world. Mother Teresa knew so profoundly that when God became man, that when our Lord Jesus Christ took flesh, God united himself in a mystical way to all of humanity. And the mission of the missionaries of charity is to love Jesus Christ. You know, all the religious orders in the world, they have these huge rules of life. You know, all the way they're supposed to live, everything they're supposed to do. The missionaries of charity, it is to love Jesus Christ by loving him in every person they meet. Above all, in the poorest of the poor, because our Lord said that he was present in a particular way in the least. Just recently, I've been reading this excellent book, and I'm going to put this in my bulletin article so everyone can obtain a copy. A priest who was good friends with Mother Teresa, he tells stories about being with her. And he said all she would do every day, she would just go out and she would try to love people. And he tells these simple examples. One time they're traveling, he was with her, and they're traveling through India, and there was a 3-hour car ride to get back to the convent. And they had forgotten to bring water on the journey. And so the priest said it was so hot outside, it was humid, they're so parched, the entire time he's thinking, "Gosh, I just can't wait to get back and get a drink of water." So they finally get back to the convent, and Mother Teresa's practice is that whenever she got back, they would always first make a visit to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And the priest is thinking to himself, "My gosh, really? Like, can't we just get some water first? Right? Can't our Lord wait a moment?" So they go to, you know, he doesn't say anything. Goes to the chapel. And he kneels down for a moment or two. And he can't think of anything to pray about except, "Lord, can you get me some water?" And all of a sudden, a sister comes in. And she's carrying a tray with 2 glasses of water on it. He was with another priest and mother. And she slides these glasses of water on the floor behind where these priests are kneeling. And all of a sudden it hit the priest. The entire time he'd been thinking about how thirsty he was. The entire time Mother Teresa was thinking how thirsty they must be. On another occasion, he loses a bag on a trip. And they get back to the airport and the bag doesn't arrive. And he says, "Oh my gosh, you know, I had important information in there." She said, "Well, just pray to St. Anthony." He says, "Oh yeah, of course." She said, "But you must remember, you should give him a finder's fee." He never heard that before. So he prays to St. Anthony, you know, makes an intention in his heart. The next day he comes back to the airport, no bag. They say, oh, you know, hopefully it'll arrive tomorrow. If it's not here by the second day, most likely you'll never see that bag. He comes back the next day, no bag. He came back 5 days in a row, nothing. And he comes back disheartened, gets to the convent. Mother Teresa looks at him, she said, they don't have your bag? No. Did you promise St. Anthony a finder's fee? Yeah. What did you promise him? I told him I'd give him $50. She said, Father, what is St. Anthony going to do with $50? You must tell him you'll give $50 to the poor. Then he'll find your bag. So in his heart, okay, St. Anthony, $50 for the poor. Next day he goes back to the airport. There's the bag. Right, her love for the poor. They're traveling by plane one time. They just left a banquet. And at the end of every banquet, Mother Teresa would go to the hundreds of these. And she wouldn't eat. She would not eat at these banquets because the food was so good that it's not food that the poor would ever have. And she wanted to live as the poor people lived. But after these banquets, she would ask if she could take all the extra food with her to give to the poor. So she gets on the plane. They have all these bags of food. People notice and they start to ask. So they're handing out food on the plane. All of a sudden, Mother gets up from her seat and she goes to the cockpit. And she gives the pilot a cupcake or, you know, some tiny little sweet. In his 25 years as a pilot, no one had ever given him anything. Every time Mother Teresa would travel on that airline the rest of her life, they would go around and take up a collection for her to give that money to the poor. These tiny acts of love. The Missionaries of Charity were here on New Year's Day. Actually, they came late for Mass, so I celebrated an extra Mass that day that they attended. And there were 7 of them. Now, normally the Missionaries of Charity have 4 sisters in a house. And so I said, well, you know, why are there so many of you? They have a contemplative sister who's staying with them right now and 2 novices. And it's such a great opportunity to have novices there. So I looked at one of them and I said, gosh, where are you from? What are you doing? She said, actually, Father, I'm not a novice anymore. I just made my profession. And I was surprised that she was here because normally the day of their profession is the day they leave for their first mission. And I said, sister, where are you going? And she said, I am going to China. And I looked at her face to see if there was any fear or if there was any hesitancy because I thought I might be looking at a future martyr of the church because of the persecution of the church in China. And there was only enthusiasm in her face. But I thought, my goodness, Mother Teresa made it into communist Russia. She made it into Cuba of Fidel Castro. She made it into the Sandinista regime of Nicaragua, and now into China. Because as St. Paul says, love never fails. It conquers everything. Today we celebrate the Epiphany, the Magi from the East. Pope Benedict said the most literal translation of that is wise men from the land of the sunrise. He said there are all sorts of interpretations about what that means, but the most valid that he's ever come upon is that those men were custodians of different religions and of various philosophical knowledge. They represent the religions of the world coming to Christ, who is their fulfillment. They represent journeying humanity, traveling towards its Savior. He says, not only do they represent the people who have found Christ, they represent the inner aspiration of every human being. Because every person is made for Christ. Every person is made for love. My brothers and sisters, I close with a quote of Mother Teresa. Because love has not found its way into every human heart, our Lord Jesus Christ does not reign yet in every heart. He comes to every person through the members of his body, the church, when his love has conquered their hearts. Mother Teresa said this, if you have a pure heart, you can see God in everything and in every person. And when you see God in every person, you will be able to love one another as God loves.